Hey everyone, Andre here with Wings Mobile Detailing Franchise Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to cover why should you invest and why should you start a mobile detailing business, but particularly why should you buy a mobile car detailing franchise business, and what's the difference, what are the benefits of starting a franchise business as opposed to starting from zero, right? So we're going to cover all the benefits. And why also this industry as well. We're going to go over the pros and cons of this industry, how the industry is growing overall. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Wings Mobile Detailing Business and Automotive Podcast, the only podcast that will guide you on how to start and grow six-figure companies. As our team expand from one business location to worldwide domination, you will get step-by-step insights from a millennial franchisor and franchise owner with your host, Andre Mezzalera.
I've realized going over, glimpsing over the franchise applicants that we get that wants to be part of the Wings Mobile Detailing franchise and own a Wings Mobile Detailing franchise business, that reasons that they want to start are, there are a multitude of reasons. You know, one person may already own a business, a complete different industry, different franchise. Somebody else may own their own self-employed, their own small business, and they want to get into something else that is of a lower overhead, lower startup cost, but that has, you know, huge potential of growth and with a low stress level, for example. Whereas sometimes we look for other business owners on retail or manufacturing businesses, others that have never owned businesses before, from veterans as well. So there is a huge list, and we realize that there is a common ground where people, common questions for people when they're looking to start their own business and looking for not specifically a car detailing franchise business, but any type of franchise, but they have those common questions, and also an idea, the reason why they want to get in the detailing industry. A lot of times it's not because they are car lovers, they love cars, they are car guys or girls. It's an example is we're not car guys ourselves, you know, but we love this style of the business. We wanted to see initially a business that would actually provide great growth potential that everybody in the future is going to, it's going to have demand, right, for the future. It's not going to die. People are always going to look for convenience, and that's where the mobile part comes by. Or number two, another reason that we look for is a business, not because of cars again, but a business that the vision would be that we would manage a fleet of vehicles and employees and have vans going in and out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the detail in detailing, but a business that will provide that. And also with that stress level being low, it's just a win-win. And so that's where Wings Mobile Detailing Franchise comes into place, because it can cover all of those realms, aspect, and answer all of those questions to people looking for the business. And one of these questions that they ask is, you know, if they would be able to achieve that, to achieve growth and success, what is also the goal when they start a detailing business? So starting off with in the franchise realm, with any business, any franchise that you're looking out there to start and to buy into, to invest into, every franchise they're going to offer support, right? That's common. Every franchise. So if you hear, oh, what do you guys offer? And you hear, oh, we offer support. You know, that's every single franchise that offers support. What does support mean? You know, being on the phone and suggesting what you can do. The great businesses, great franchises out there are franchises that can now actually offer you tangible support and monetary support as well. Not giving you money, obviously not, but that will ease the cash flow of the business, that will bring the money, that will bring clients or systems as well. Systems that you would have to pay anyways if you were to start your own business and pay a lot more, But through the franchise, you're actually saving money, right? So that is real thing. That is real benefits of you joining a franchise is when the franchise offers you that capability, right? And there is benefits to that, for example. So if you guys are asking questions, what benefits are you looking for in a franchise? For example, you can look for companies that is actually going to take care of the control of the schedule of your business. So making sure that your job is to really focus on growing the business, growing your team, and all of that problems of customer service, answering phone calls, putting clients on your calendar, things that take so much time. If this franchise opportunity is covering all of that up for you, it clears up your time completely, and you can focus on growing your team while they're putting a schedule on your they're putting clients on your calendar. They're taking care of all the phone calls, following up with clients, seeing how the service went, customer service overall, and scheduling as well. So that is a huge thing, and that's something that will save you a lot of money. Another type of tangible support is, for example, the systems in the back end, right? So providing you with training for your employees, training for you, a video training for you to quickly train your employees so you're also not wasting time on that. Depending how you want to use your time to really grow your team, grow the vans, grow the business even bigger and faster, and get to the money quicker. Another thing would be on providing websites. So that's a huge thing as well. Really nice to optimize website for your local area, taking care of all the updates, because that takes time and it takes a lot of money, right, to keep updating. And systems like that is crucial. That is an example of a tangible thing that you can get from franchise. Aside from the training, aside from that, and also a huge thing is the marketing. You know, how are they handling the marketing, but also following up with existing clients. So that is a huge thing. Now, when you're looking for a business, the first question you ask is this a great business? Is this a great car detailing franchise? Now, I'm going to give you the ways to analyze the business, right? When the business is being run and you've seen, the best way for you to see is their existing success. It's not potential. It's not, is it going to do well or not? You don't want to invest in a franchise that you're guessing if it's a good business or not. And how do you tell a good business from a bad business? It's so simple. People don't look at it with the right mindset. And yet it's so simple. How do you look if you're looking for a service or something? We're talking on the car detailing. If you're looking for a car detailing service and you want to find a good car detailing business, what are you going to do? How are you going to know if the car detailing is a good business or not? You're going to look at the reviews, right? So that is something that is huge. And that is how you are able to define if the business is a great business or if it's a really bad business, is looking of their reputation online. So off the gecko, you can already tell, okay, this, because if the clients are putting on a pedestal, if the clients are being handled well, if the clients are giving attention to, no business is perfect, you know, no business is always going to be with perfect ratings online. But if you see that the most of the clients are happy with the service, the business offers great customer service, that is how you know if the business will do well or not. It's the greatest tell. And so cutting off, that's a good thing. Now, if you're still at this point confused about which industry to get in, perhaps you're set in the car detailing business, or if you still have questions about it, is look at the growth, right? Look at the benefits of getting in that industry and not getting in a different industry. For example, we can compare it with retail or manufacturing businesses. You can look more in the service business. And sum up, ask questions like, what is the overhead that I have to just maintain the operations? You know, you might get into a business where the revenue is tremendously huge, but then all of that is sales of products that you have to reimburse to a distributor, right? So it's not really, the margin is very low. So the revenue usually doesn't count much. It does, but not as much. So, and if something happens in the business, what are you dependent upon to make the cash flow come in, right? So cash flow, as you have heard before, cash flow is king. So if you're comparing businesses with, let's say, retail, you know that retail, you're dependent on that location for your business to do well. You know, if you have a great business, great products, but it's in the middle of a desert, nobody's going to come by. You know, so you're dependent upon that location. And sometimes, if that location goes lower, you're dependent upon an external factor, right? If manufacturing, for example, where you spend also huge overhead just to operate and just to break even, you have to buy huge expensive equipment. So that equipment, that one equipment, for example, breaks down and you have to, buy the equipment again or fix it. You have to stop your entire operations and spend, let's say, $40,000 just to buy a new machine. You know, and industry on, for example, shops, for example, car shops. You're also dependent upon that location to do well if it's something that the clients have to bring to you. Now, in the mobile detailing business, the great thing about it is that you don't depend on one location because it's mobile. You have vans. If you have two vans, there you go. You diversify your cash flow between two vans, and then you grow to three to four, maybe different locations as well. So you can grow, you're not dependent upon one location. You go to the client's house. That's another great benefit, is that you're offering convenience, you know it's going to be in demand for the future. When you invest in a business, you want to see the money returning in the future. You want to make sure that it is, first, it is a great business, and you know how to find out about that, and other, that you will have growth in the future with technology increasing, everything changing. You know, retail, look what happened to retail when it went mobile, right? When literally the service of retail went mobile, convenience to people, it showed up right at people's house, the products that they would have to go to retail to buy, now instead they buy and it's brought to their house. I'm talking about Amazon here, right? So convenience is something that's going to be always in demand in the future. So that's why you separate, you're breaking down the funnel, you're funneling down to a mobile detailing business as opposed to a shop what type of business. Manufacturing as well, like manufacturing or building products, if that machine breaks down, you have to put $40,000. If one machine breaks down, a detailing company, a detailing business, you have to buy a new steamer, for example, it's $170. And even then, you don't stop your operations. All right, so that's the way to compare to see what's the best type of car detailing franchise to buy. And one question, this is more of a question that you want to answer to yourself, you want to ask yourself, is how big do I want to grow, right? Because we've had applicants before, they wanted to invest in the Wings Mobile Detailing franchise, and they wanted to be more of a self-employed, you know, work and have their one van, have their business and be small with no ambitions to grow. They don't want to grow a big business to have 2-3 van, multiple locations. Then that is the type of questions that you want to ask before investing in a franchise, right? Because franchise is made for you to grow. Franchise is made for you to take the step by step, obviously not rush. You know, if you try to get in a franchise where you're being promised that you're gonna grow huge in the first year, then, you know, nothing great comes easy, right? It always takes work and step by step, because being secure, you're growing a business that's securely growing with strong foundation, That's also a huge thing, and you can tell if they are or not, if they're not promising you the world when before getting into it. But that's the question you want to ask yourself, is whether you want to grow. If your goal is to also, if you decided on the business, if you decided you want a franchise, but you know, you have to answer that question. If your goal is to really grow a detailing business, start off with one van, you know, step by step, right? Like I said, that's how you can tell if the business is trying to put the cart in front of the horse, is if they say you can start with 10 vans and go like that, then you'll be a little bit skeptical. But normally you want to start with one van, one unit, one van, and then the second van, and then the third van, and then, you know, having answering if that's the ambition you have to grow and perhaps even grow to multiple locations, right? And if you are ambitious like that, then franchising is the way to go. But there's also the right company for you to be in, to invest in, and on a certain right company or franchise. If your goal is to grow to a multi-unit location, multiple locations and grow, you want to make sure that the franchise allows you to do that. The systems that they offer you to help will allow you to be able to manage multiple locations, right? Because a lot of franchises out there, they say, we offer you support. But then imagine if they just offer you support, quote unquote, with no systems backing it. And then you want to grow in your own location, and then you want to grow to the second location. But the operations of that business, for example, only requires you to be on site at all times. How are you going to be able to grow to other locations, right? If it requires you to be on site at all times, or it requires you to answer all those phone calls, and they don't have a systems for employing people, you know, and you grow to a different location, how are you going to be two places at the same time if you have to train an employee? Let's say they don't offer training, but like they say, just support. You have to train an employee, you have to go there, different city, and then come back and then travel every day back and forth trying to control things. It's a nightmare. It's just stressful business. So you want to make sure that it is a business that they take care of. They help you with the training, they help you with the scheduling, they help you with answering clients, putting on their calendar to the right team member, and everything is guidelines for employees. That's a huge thing, you know, making sure that everything is ready for each employee that you hire. So ask if they have guidelines for each employee as well, and control that. Ask if they have training for the employees. You know, I'm talking about on-demand training that they can train quick. You know, ask questions like that. Ask questions if the business that you are getting into, also the franchise, will also help with the scheduling of clients, putting on each one of the team members' calendar there. And most importantly, ask what is the goal that the franchise usually recommends you to set. You know, ask that question. Is your goal for the business owners to be with one van, you know, or to really grow, have multiple vans and grow if they have the capacity for that? So those are questions to ask, how ambitious they are, pretty much. So guys, reach out to us if you have any questions, if you have any more concerns, if you want to learn more about it. Access the website where we have more information as well on our blog. It's at franchise.wingsmobiledetailing.com. We answer questions there, but yeah, reach out to us, follow us on Instagram, reach out to us at any time. Thank you.